Hello and welcome to episode 363 of Spreak and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our in-person Weekend Geek.
I know. Nice seeing you. I miss you, buddy.
It's been a while, but we are...
God damn it.
Back in each other's good graces.
Were we in bad graces?
Well, I mean...
You know, it's like I almost died, you got offended.
Yeah, you kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Don't you dare to come into my house!
All right. I really like how you have the Emperor down there, your little dice thrower, and he has all of his dice. He's like,
my dice.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to obviously record an episode in person, so you get to hear all of our pauses in real time and not just over a delay.
I did try to go through and correct it, and I was like, no, man. No, there's too many.
It's...
The future is still not here.
Yeah, it's funny that the future is here, but it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I've been looking at, PS Now, because, not as many games are coming out. So it's like, oh, I'll look at PS Now or Game Pass.
Yeah.
And, PS Now has a whole bunch of stuff on PS3, but you have to stream it all. And
I really wish they'd allow you to download it.
You could do PS2 and PS4 downloaded.
Yeah.
But PS3, you have to stream, and I'm like... We tried to do Dead Island when it was in beta.
That's
it was impossible.
That's what sticks in my head constantly.
Yeah. As far as I hear, it's really good.
But it's not perfect.
But, the big problem is the PS3 where you have latency stuff.
Yeah.
And I think of Dead Island where I couldn't play it. It was that bad.
And I loved Dead Island.
Yeah.
Really wanted another version of that game. I really enjoyed that
game. It was Riptide we were playing, right?
Yeah, we were trying Riptide, and it was...
And it wasn't the game. It was way too much latency.
Mm-hmm.
And in a game like that, you can't have any sort of latency. A tactics-based game, you can, because it doesn't matter.
RPG, even, arguably. I'd say it'd be harder with, Final Fantasy VII.
10, you could do it.
Yeah.
Because it's turn-based.
7, I would not.
No.
The new 7.
And, Jedi Fallen Order. Granted, it's not PS3, it's PS4, you can download, but
Yeah.
And I hear Game Pass is great, but I'm like, it's $15 a month for Xbox games, and I'm like, I don't know if I would really use it enough.
I mean, for me, I haven't even wanted to look at those yet, because there's enough games and games that I want to play that I'm satisfied.
I mean, I've still got a shit ton of games to play. I still need to go through Jedi Fallen Order and finally beat that. But I'm going through Last of Us 2 right now to get the platinum.
It's been over here so long, I forgot I had it for a minute.
Yeah, it's been over here for a long time because I'm like...
Yeah, I know.
If it didn't have Star Wars attached to it, I think it would be reviewed less.
Yeah. I mean, hell.
It gets the Star Wars bump.
I still haven't gone back to Borderlands 3. And I never finished that game. The only times I played it was when I played it once by myself, and then I played with you guys, and that was it.
Wow.
Never really went back to play it.
You don't get into it at all.
No, I really didn't. Well, because, again, the drive for me was to play with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I don't know what it was. Something just sapped all
my... No, it's fun.
I want to go back to it because I do want to beat it and get, my money out of it. I think I'll enjoy it.
It's good. It's just not great.
Yeah.
It's better than 1 and worse than 2.
Yeah.
Which, all right.
Yeah.
2's hard to match, though, because Handsome Jack is...
The villain was perfect.
And these
villains are not.
Handsome Jack drives that game, and I tried to think of it without Handsome Jack, and I'm like, it's kind of the same game.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but, Handsome Jack was so good.
It was a good... the hero's only as good as the villain kind of, argument right there. Yeah. And I'm like, the villains in this one, at least the way they intrigued, I'm like, meh.
Especially because the heroes are bland. They're nothing. They're just a camera, essentially. You might get a little bit of story with the heroes, but it's all about the characters.
And they did try to give more personality to these ones this time.
Yeah.
That's the difference, is I took some of the personality of the villain, put it in the hero, and you're like, no, put it back in the villain.
Yeah, but give me a better villain. But when it comes to that, what have you been playing?
So I told you I was playing through, I was playing through Horizon Zero Dawn, and it was kind of a revelation going straight from, not a revolution, but going straight from Last of Us 2 to that one. It was jarring. Like, the game is pretty, no doubts on that. And it is fun still, like, absolutely fun to play. It is also weird playing New Game Plus, because you start with everything, and there's, if you've, like me, and you haven't played it for a year, there's a learning curve to know how to use weapons and stuff. But the facial animations is trippy. I bring that up because I'm also playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, are you?
I bought it.
Oh, and it's, I hear it's great.
I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. The fart, like not spoilers, but the fartest. The start of it is, it just reminds me a little bit of Last of Us when it comes to some of its, like, accessibility. Nowhere near Last of Us 2 accessibility things. But something I thought was really silly is it lets you go to, do you want, like, normal, which audio do you want? Do you want subtitles? And then the next one says, do you want the samurai version, which is, like, Japanese with, like, English subtitles?
Right.
And then do you want the Kurosawa version, which is basically the same thing, but now you have in black and white, grainy, like, film, like Akira Kurosawa. I haven't played with that because I haven't seen if I can change that to it, but just the fact that it's there, I love it. If you love, generally have this, if you love samurai, if you love Japanese feudal, you're going to fucking love the way the world looks. Gorgeous as shit, reminds me a lot of Horizon. A lot. It starts off a little rough because it doesn't teach you the way to play the game. Oh, but it does get you to that point, and that was a little jarring for Jackie. But I'm really enjoying it. I'm having fun with it. It is not like great games. It reminds me a little bit better than Days Gone. Like, okay. Days Gone was a fuck ton of fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, Days Gone's not great.
Yes.
But it's so much fun. Mad Max isn't great, but, like, it's so much fun.
This is not the same. This is, like, somewhere between Days Gone and Horizon is where I kind of level it at.
I mean, that's,
which is good, again, to me, is very
that's
good.
That's kind of what I figured would be, like, an 8.5-ish.
Which is perfect. Like, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of this game. I already spent a lot of time and some side quests galore and shit like that. I'm enjoying it. The reason I bring it up is facial animations are definitely not on par. They're less than, I feel like in some cases they're less than Days Gone and less than Horizon, obviously. Which is that part I bring it up. The reason I brought those two up is Last of Us 2, Jesus Christ, that spoiled me. And I did not realize how much.
I mean, when it comes to story, you need character, and that's what Naughty Dog does. So you got to have the acting down. Correct. I'm playing it again. And like, we did our spoiler cast of it last week. But
yeah.
At the very beginning, there's a character that you run into, Abby, who you run into later. Like, she's the main antagonist of the game. And there was something that you had brought up that I had missed that I was paying attention to this time. And I'm like, you could see her facial change. It's subtle. And yes. I think that's probably why I didn't realize it the first time, because I wasn't looking for it. This time I'm looking for it. I'm like, oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about now. I'm like, the funny thing is, like, you're talking about doing PS Plus. I actually want to go back and play Last of Us 2 again. I really do. I don't think I'm going to need another game for a while. Like, I bought Ghost of Tsushima because, fuck it. Like, after watching just a few of the demos and stuff like that, I'm like, I'm getting this game.
Yeah, I want to get it.
I think you'll enjoy it. You will have some gripes with it because it's, again, thinking about where it is in the region, again, it is a solid 8.5 in my opinion.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, it is really fine. And I'm really happy to see Sucker Punch out again because I've missed them.
It's been 5 years since they did a game.
Yeah.
Infamous. Was it Second Son? And then First Light, but they're kind of the same game, whatever. Is the last thing they've done.
There's a few things, like small glitches and stuff like that, but you can see, like, just certain things, like, where you're climbing, and it reminds me of how good it felt when I did Infamous, when things climbed, not Second Son, but the first one. First and second ones, like, it just felt right the way it does. You don't really think about it too much, and it's nice. The game feels good. I'm really liking the mechanics. I'm getting more into it. I am playing on easy. I almost feel like this game, definitely, I feel like you need to play on normal, obviously, because you'll enjoy the mechanics, and you'll have to pay attention to enemies a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I've almost thought about changing it back and forth, but yeah, play it. It's good.
You could throw it on normal and see if it's worth it. And then if it's too much, just throw it back.
Then, like, two boot can be like, yeah. But yes.
What about you? I'm going through Last of Us 2 right now. I actually did turn on a couple of the cheats. The listening mode that pings, like, all of the collectibles. Because I'm going through now for the trophies.
I didn't know that was a cheat. Where is that at?
It's in the accessible mode.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
So, like, you know, I'll do listening mode. And it does this, like, burst out, And it's like, bing, 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 bing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go over here and pick up this stuff. And
fuck, I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so, because, like, I'm just hunting trophies right now. Like, that's I don't need to do anything else. Now, I want to play it on, like, Survivor mode, but I feel there's going to be, since they have announced that there's not plans for story DLC, yeah. I imagine they'll do, like, a Survivor mode, update at some point where there's a couple more trophies added if you beat it in Survivor mode.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to do it before that.
And I don't want to do it because then I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to get the trophy. So, like, right now I'm just going back through on regular normal mode and just going through and kind of paying attention more to things that I might have missed the first time because it wasn't important, but it was important. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing is Last of Us
The 2. Fucking ambience in that game.
There's so much to love about this game, and the thing that I hate the most about it are the people in the real world.
I agree. You know, something I've been telling myself frequently this year.
Yeah, 2020 is
it'd be is a lot a better year. Without quite a few of the people. Yeah.
This planet would be great if it wasn't for the people.
I know, exactly.
That's pretty much my line.
I'm really excited that you're going back through it, though. Because one is, oh man, I really want to. So and then
I can't wait for factions.
So do you think they're going to bring?
They said they're doing a factions mode. I imagine it's going to be a PS5 launch thing.
Where they relaunch the game and then do that, maybe?
Either relaunch the game or just launch factions for like $30 or $40. Because while I'm going through it, I'm like, this would be such a perfect multiplayer map. Like, it's already set up.
Well, and you also have... Never mind. I want to talk about something, but I'll tell you that afterwards.
You have different play styles exactly. that you can do, which you had in
the manuals first, and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, but you had in the first one of, like, you've got people that can focus on being medics, and people that can focus on demolition, and people that can focus on just being the gunslinger type thing. I really hope that they include, like, a clicker mode. I think they are going to have a clicker mode where maybe it's, three teams. A team of humans, a team of humans, and a team of clickers.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hope they do stuff with it.
And then, if a clicker kills a human, they get reborn as a clicker. So the more the clickers can, grow up, essentially. Yeah. Please, Naughty Dog, please. Neil Druckmann, if you're listening, please.
See, I'm excited about if they do the Survivor, because it's not Survivor, what is it called? Sorry.
Factions.
Because I never got in Ground Floor with it when they did it in Last of Us, because I took forever to get to play Last of Us. I would love to, because I have the game, and I'm not deleting it off my system for a while, but we'll see if they do it in my time. Or if they do it in PS5, I'm like, fuck you.
I mean, we can always factions on PS4 if you ever home and want to multiplayer, because Hero Life Mate still has it. I still have it.
I need to go re-download it because I've been kind of want to go back for the first one again because I apparently hate myself about new games and I just want to play old games.
I mean, I'm hoping to get through this, grab the platinum, and then either go back to Fallen Order or Mass Effect Andromeda or Persona 5. Like,
Persona 5 is a good
There's not going to be a whole lot of games coming out, and especially right now, like, Ghost of Tsushima is going to be the last game, really. This year.
Yeah, I
Because
can't think
at the end
else.
Of the year, you're going to have the new consoles. So, Xbox nor PlayStation are going to release anything massive.
Is Squadron still a thing? Is that this
Squadrons
year?
Is in October.
Okay.
And you better believe I'm grabbing that shit.
I never got to really play the Starfighter versions on Battlefront, so I don't know the.
Dude, it was so good.
Okay. I know you guys talked about it. Never got to play it, so I don't know.
I mean, you don't play.
Battlefront?
You don't Brocella very often, so...
I mean, I tried to do Division, then everyone's like, nah.
It's...
Exactly, that's it. Everyone's like, well, I'm really into Division.
I really like the Division, but, like...
I know.
Once you do one quote-unquote map, and it's like, do it again!
Yeah.
But why? Well, you get different gear this time. It might be a little bit harder. Okay, I guess.
You're gonna get 25 more points. What? Yeah.
Alright. So, we're going to go ahead and get to this week's streaming review, which was brought to us by me.
Yeah, it was by you.
By me. And we had a comment by Christy. He's like, hey, you guys should watch The Old Guard. I was like, hey, we're watching it.
Yep.
So we're going to give Christy some credit on this one for the suggestion for The Old Guard. Mm-hmm. It was the Netflix original-ish movie. Not really. It was supposed to come out in theaters, but like...
Was it really?
Everything was supposed to come out in theaters, so I think...
I did not know that was a theater one. It makes sense for the Netflix polish on it.
And yeah. Blah, blah. Charlize Theron is an immortal who has a group of four people that she's immortal with. No, mm-hmm. She's in a group of four people. They're all immortal. And they've basically been changing the world through little acts, not massive acts that would kind of show who they were, but they would save somebody who would then in turn, like their children or grandchildren or whatever, would do something significant. Blah, blah, blah. Dursley from Harry Potter has decided he wants to basically, he's found out who they were through working with another guy, and he wants to take their blood. Yeah, that was Dursley. That's right. And he basically was sick.
Holy shit.
He wants to experiment and figure
out. I was trying to figure out where the fuck I saw him from. And I was like, you have a weird face. Like, dude. I feel like you lost something. A lot of weight.
He lost two Dursleys.
He's a weird face.
Yeah, he does.
Holy.
Yeah, he does.
All right. Cool.
Anyway, he runs a pharmaceutical company, wants to grab these people and unlock the code to their genetics to find out.
Big pharma.
Yeah. How, you know, either how he can be immortal or whatever they can use their genetics for disease and such. Also, there's a soldier who was killed who wakes up as immortal, and the group is like, why is this happening now? Yeah. And then, basically, what you get are, like, four really awesome fight scenes in this movie, and then a lot of exposition.
Mm-hmm.
This is exposition the movie. Like, they spend a good 10 minutes talking about Charlize Theron's love interest.
Yeah.
And that's all you hear about her for the entire movie. Gee, I wonder why.
Because you need to see
her.
You know it's a comic book movie, too, right?
It is a comic book movie, which is fine, but... The guy who wrote the comic book also wrote the script. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a movie script. It's a comic book script.
Yeah.
Where it works in comic book. In here, it's just like, we have some lull. Let's get some exposition going. Like, every time they have a chance, exposition. Every time they have a chance, all they do is talk about exposition. And it's kind of jarring that, like... The entire time, you're just like, can't you just give me a story instead of being like, you know, this reminds me of that one time back in April 1942 where we did this specific thing. I hope that we don't have to do that again. They do it again.
It's funny because I didn't really notice it nearly as much. It definitely wasn't jarring to me. And it didn't even click. I think I'd have to watch it again to see it, I guess. Because I was enthralled through pretty much the entire movie. I was, like, happy. But it does, like, I do get the idea where you're talking about, like, the whole does the Family Guy of, like, well, this reminds me when. Do you remember that one time I fought a chicken? And you're like, all right, Peter. But yeah, it didn't jar me. It's really kind of funny. But yeah, there are some, like, I do agree on the fight scenes. Like, you have really badass action sequences, which is what it reminds me of Extraction. But I like these ones better, I feel like.
I don't know, that like Extraction was
the one shot amazing. In Extraction is better than most all of these, but overall I like the quality and quantity of this one versus that one scene.
Okay.
That's all I really remember Extraction for.
Okay.
But
I the entire time they're setting up for a sequel.
Oh yeah.
Once you get, I don't know, halfway through it, and especially when the girl who's immortal revives and they're like, why now? And then they start talking about, well, at some point, you just kind of start dying. You're like, gee, I wonder if she's going to replace Charlize Theron. Like, I wonder if that's going to... Like, as soon as that starts happening, you're like, I know exactly what's happening. And then they're building up almost a Justice League Watchtower type thing where they recruit the dude who found them. He's like, now you're going to... You know,
help us find
you. You're going to help us do things. And blah, 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 blah. Now we're an A-team. And it's like, all right. They kick the dude out, who then suddenly, magically... The girlfriend is in his apartment and he's like, gee, I wonder what's going to be the villain in the next... Like, they are just setting up for a sequel in this movie. This is the prequel to The Old Guard. The Old Guard is going to be the next movie that comes out.
I mean, I want to see the next movie regardless.
I'll watch it. This is one of those where I sat there, like Joaquin Phoenix. I'm just like, I eventually gave it a thumbs up just because it didn't earn a thumbs down, but it didn't earn a thumbs up either.
Okay.
It earned a flat line of like, sure, whatever. It's not bad. The action sequences are good, but there's just too much exposition for me and too much setting up for a sequel.
I think it's funny because like hearing that is that I didn't approach it like it was a theatrical release. I definitely approached it as a Netflix movie. And this movie has way more polish than most Netflix movies has.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that kind of like to your point, they're probably buying a property so they can't go to theaters anyways. I actually enjoyed it.
They did the same thing with the movie we're going to watch next week.
Yeah.
Or this week.
Which was it? Yes. Thank you. I had to think about it for a second. I was like, wait, between the two. But I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, it's something, one of those that I watched at one go. Like, I went, we talked about it. I went home on it was Sunday or Monday, and I just burned through it. And I had a great time. I was like, holy shit, I am surprised. Because I also went in knowing absolutely fucking nothing about this.
Yeah, I did too.
Until you mentioned it at all. And I was like, oh.
I did too, except for, watching the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer.
I watched the trailer and I was like, all right, well, I'm in because,
Charlize Theron.
If I want to watch her kick ass, I'm watching Atomic Blonde.
Oh, fuck yes.
Like a billion times over this one.
Absolutely.
Atomic Blonde does not get the credit I think it deserves.
Dude. The soundtrack alone on that movie stands on its own feet. But I really enjoyed it. I thought the action scenes were fun. I actually really liked how they developed. The only person I didn't dig at all was the dude who betrayed everybody. I didn't really enjoy his character because I'm like, you're dark and brooding. It's obviously you. You're the guy who's obviously out. Like, I enjoy the two lovers because they're fucking fun as shit. And they're just playful and it actually felt genuine. And I'm like, there's good chemistry between these two people regardless. But I liked it. The action sequences were fun. There is a lot of exposition. I didn't notice as much. It got me a solid thumbs up. I didn't debate on it, though.
Okay.
So I'd definitely say go see it.
All right. So we're both going to say see it. I'm a lot more reserved on this one than Hammer is.
You're walking the Phoenix line. I was trying to think of a better way for it. I'm sorry. I'm walking away from that one. It's terrible. Should have saw the signs. Just burning Ring of Fire. I was trying to be a joker. I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I'm out of movies. I don't know where else to go with this.
I'm just letting you have your moment.
If I tried really hard, I couldn't train my best, get up there, and then be a real gladiator, and it'd be good. I'm done. Tapped out. I promise. See, this is what I really miss in person. You just can't get that. It just goes silent. Like, did you go?
Yeah. Hello. Are you still there? All right. So for this week's streaming review, Hammer has suggested another theatrical movie that Netflix bought up.
We're going to watch Lovebirds, which is Camille Nanjiani, and I cannot remember her name. Haddish?
No, it's not Tiffany Haddish.
It's not Tiffany Haddish? No, Tiffany Haddish.
No. Fuck. Tiffany Haddish is funny.
Jesus. Fuck. I need to go and see who. I can't remember who it is, but I know it's just, it's a stupid comedy. It's a romantic comedy that they get involved in some crazy shit and hijinks ensue.
Yeah, it's, fuck. It's basically another version of the movie with Steve Carell
Tina
Fey. Yeah, there you go. Where a bunch of bad shit just happens to a couple over and over and over again, essentially. Alright, so if you have anything else to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Disney Plus, or HBO Max now?
Yeah, it's HBO Max. That covers HBO Go, though.
Kinda. I actually need you. I'll have to have you log in at some point. We don't have HBO Go anymore. You have to transfer to HBO Max. Let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Cronin Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Also, find me on Twitter to do the hashtag hit post. Love you, buddy.
You like that?
I do.
You like that?
You started enrolling people on this.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed.
I was like, if I can't do it, the significant other.
Yep. Hit post army.
So good. All right. So we don't have a whole lot of nerd news really to talk about this week.
Yeah, there's only one thing I saw recently.
There's one real big thing. There's a few little things, like in Madden, they're removing the Washington football team's logo and mascot.
And wasn't the Washington snowflakes?
Washington refused to wear a mask?
The Washington coughs.
Dude.
I know. The fact is, there's a South Park like episode that will no longer be relevant or will be even funnier. Remember the one they did at the Washington Redskins? They actually bought the name, because they found out they didn't have a trademark, so they bought the name the Washington Redskins and started using it for everything to ruin the name for it. And then they did this whole thing about, like, they're like, this is our name. We grew up with this name. This is our tradition. This is our history. And they do the whole thing, like, they're basically aping the ideas, like, we're the Native Americans who own this thing. It's really fucked up.
I don't recall seeing it, but I fell off of the
South Park
thing a while ago. Yeah. Like, I still like it, but I just...
Oh, it... Yeah.
Its schedule is so just random. They just, like, show up one day and they're like, hey, we got 10 new episodes.
And you're like, how the... Cool.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, that'll be... Like, they did... So, the funny thing is...
They don't have a new logo, do they? Because I...
So, on Monday of this week, on Washington Redskins memo, like what's it called? The ledger, okay. Essentially. It has their logo on it, okay? So it says Washington Redskins on it. In the press release, they're like, the Washington Redskins have realized during this time, blah, 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 the name is offensive, whatever, we're going to change the name. On official ledger that has the Redskins logo on it. Like, how tone deaf can you be?
Pretty tone deaf, God. Because they've been, I mean, this has been...
It's been brewing for a while, yeah. But it finally came to a point where people were like, no.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we live in America. Money does talk. And it took Nike and FedEx being like, nope. And once they said no, like they had no choice.
Yeah, well, because it's millions of dollars. I'm they had no choice. Probably more than millions of dollars. Probably ridiculous amounts. But yeah.
I mean, it's millions.
So they literally don't have a logo.
No. So they released something on Monday saying, I think next Monday we'll have... more information.
I can't wait to see what this is. I want them, so morbidly and terribly, I want them to be even more tone deaf and do something even worse, like the head chiefs or something terrible, but just because I want to see the fire. The Washington
scalpels.
Yeah, I just want to see the world burn a little bit, I guess. But I really
burning.
Yeah, I mean, but a little bit more. But I'm hoping
they'll be smart. A lot of people are talking warriors, possibly.
That works. That's neutral enough. But I know it's them still sticking as close as they can to what they do.
Yep.
So that's the reason why that word... I get why that word would be... Someone would be like, come on.
Yeah, I mean... I think they want to stick as close to Native American...
Because they don't want to be...
Heritage? Yeah. As possible. Without being offensive.
This is going to be fun, Rad.
Pretty sure it's going to be Warriors. There are some people talking Red Tails, maybe, I think it was another one.
I mean, Red Tails would be going along with the Tuskegee Airmen and stuff
like that. Yeah, but it doesn't feel like a football team name.
Yeah.
It feels like a high school team name, but it doesn't feel like a professional football team name, if that makes any sense.
No, I can kind of get it.
News story number two is the Chucky TV series got a... teaser trailer, and it's more Chucky.
I forgot this existed.
Sci-fi.
I'm not a Chucky fan.
I'll watch it when it comes to Netflix after the series gets canceled.
Yeah.
After one season.
And they sell it off to someone else that can pay for it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what Netflix, or that's what sci-fi does.
Yeah, I mean...
Or a couple seasons.
CW does the same thing.
What'd they do? I'm trying to remember what they canceled.
Constantine?
That went to NBC, or ABC, or whatever it was.
Isn't it on Netflix now?
It is on Netflix, but I mean it went
or to one maybe of those it's areas. Is it CBS that did it? No, because CBS did Supergirl.
Supergirl
went to Constantine as well.
No, I think Constantine was ABC or NBC. I think it was NBC because ABC wouldn't do that shit. It has Satan in it.
I mean, because
they're all Disney-fied.
Sure, but they also had a TV show, How to Get Away with Murder. So
murder's different than Satan. Don't get your things crossed. Come on, man. Keep your pitchforks in line. Yeah. Interesting. Did you watch it?
I mean, it's just Chucky. Yeah. Like, whatever. I'll probably be there. Maybe at some point in life. Like, I'll watch it when it gets canceled. It comes to Netflix, and I can watch it one go.
I think the only thing I can tell you that I saw that came up, and I don't know if you were down with the news as well, is that did you see Microsoft has stopped selling and removed all the SKUs for the 12-month for their Xbox Live?
Yeah, I don't...
Because there's a lot of things where they've been trying to push for them to do, like, the combined one where it's Xbox Live and Game Pass. And everyone's saying, like, for the Series X, they're going to be having probably more of a push for them to do this. Is like
that's kind of what I figured.
It makes...
How because 3 months is right... Like, if you renew now, is essentially right when the console's going to launch.
Yeah. And then they'll probably launch a new version of the series.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And it makes sense that you would want someone, you're trying to get them all in as many hooks as possible. And if you give them options, they'll go for the cheaper option.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little pissed because literally my 12-month is coming. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
I mean, you could just do a 3-month.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll see.
Because you're not going to grab the Series X for a while.
No. So. But I always, like, do the thing whenever it's on deals and stuff like that. Same thing with, like, my Plus. My Plus is renewed for, like,
but, like, I wonder if they're going to increase the price of Plus for
I imagine
Series X. Because
if they give out...
Especially with Game Pass. Like, I have no idea how they're even remotely making money with Game Pass. I have no idea how they're...
I think they're getting people used to it. And I'm sure it's probably going to be something to get money out of it later on. I'm curious about Plus also having to go up. Because if they start including PS5 games in it. And PS5 games are going to be... Like, $70. A little more expensive. Yep. Then I'm like, it only bears to, like, mind that they're going to have to include that and probably increase price.
Yep.
Which makes sense. I mean, yeah.
I look at it now as it's a free game a year.
Yeah.
Essentially. Or I pay for one game every exactly. year. Because it's $60.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, this is the year I've bought more games, like, day of launch than I've...
I mean, you bought more games than I did this year.
I mean, Ghosts.
You bought...
And Last of Us.
Jedi.
And Borderlands
3. Borderlands.
And God of War wasn't this year, it was last year.
No, it was 2 years ago.
I think that was about it.
18. I bought Last of Us, Kingdom Hearts, which I think you bought Kingdom Hearts as well.
Nope, did not. So we might bounce on there. Because I haven't beat through Kingdom Hearts 2 yet.
So, what am I at, 2 games this year?
3, including Borderlands 3.
3, including Borderlands 3, correct.
Yeah, so I'm at 3 as
well. Oh, Final Fantasy. But
fuck, yeah, you're right.
Again, we
both bought that, yeah. So I think we're probably about even, but Jesus, like the fact that in the past 3-4 months, I bought three yeah. games, day of launch.
Yeah,
but they've been good. I've not regretted a single one of them yet.
That's one of the weird things is during like a recession or anything, gaming goes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, but it did the last time we were in a recession is doing it now when we're in a mini recession, but yeah. Like. Gaming, the revenue and stuff on gaming has gone up.
Well, and it's because my thought as I justified is like I'm can tell you how much money I'm saving pretty much for a month, like a basically game a month, like if not more, at least a game a month on gas.
Oh yeah, well I mean I'm still like nothing.
Because you're still driving to work as well,
though. I'm driving to work 6 times a day almost. Jesus. It feels like because I went to work yesterday for ungodly, but like. I'm not spending the money at, like, the movie theater.
Yeah.
And we're not going out to eat
yep.
every Sunday for breakfast. We're not going out to eat randomly for game nights or any... Like, so I'm saving that money there, but then I'm like, well, let me just buy Legion figures and let me...
yeah. No, it's like, mine's been, I'm just going to buy booze and video games.
Dude, I so desperately want to get into the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Like... I did a flex and I was like, oh, things aren't there anymore.
I joked about it because I went to hike the first time this morning.
Right.
And I was laughing. I was like, my body's protesting going like, what? This is not the house. This is not the grocery store. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
How was your hike?
It was good. I felt fine. Like there's a little part where my knee was a little funky and I still need to try to schedule surgeries, but they're kind of placing hurdles on those. So I'm like, I do need to get that taken care of. But
I don't understand why. Doctors wear masks when they do surgeries, though.
I know, that's right. They're like, just go balls deep, man. Just take it off and be like, spit in the wound.
Doesn't
make it good.
Protect anybody.
No, it doesn't at all. And they're suffocating themselves.
Yeah, I don't know how they can breathe.
I mean, you know, the particle, the COVID particle is smaller than the microns. And I'll go, microns, I know a micron.
Dude.
I haven't had anyone told me that I imagined it, though. I was waiting for that. I was waiting. I was like, come on, please. Please.
I'm almost to the point of flat earthing, going down the anti-mask COVID wormhole.
No.
Because, like, flat earth one is
funny.
Semi-fun.
Yeah.
This one, you're like, oh, God. Like, flat earth, if people believe it, can't kill me. Yeah. Right? Like...
Unless you keep on walking, expecting to get to the edge of the earth. Yeah.
Where, like, this can impact billions of people.
Yeah.
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 There was something I was going to ask you, too, and you just...
About COVID stuff? Or the hike?
How many, you personally, just you personally, do you know that have tested positive?
I mean, I'm... like, I told you...
You're at least four.
So...
Because you and Jackie... did Jackie test?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jesus.
Now,
then, tested positive, not sick.
No. These are tested positives. And then at work, 4. Jesus. So, I'm probably about, like, roughly, sitting around 12, 13.
Because I know Sarah's at... 2 from work that tested positive that she mm-hmm. knows. So then you and Jackie, I think she's at like 6. I think I'm at 5.
Yeah.
Like it's getting to a point where it's finally getting to a point where we know people as opposed to like.
Correct.
There was this person that I heard of that had it.
Well, and I had like, I was telling you, I had conversations with people I work with and. I'm, like, not going to say I'm an expert, and literally I try to stress, I'm like, I had a mild case. It sucked balls, and I would never wish that on anyone, but I'm like, I had a mild case. But people are just like, it's not that they don't doubt, like, all the people I work with, I'm like, thank God. None of them are doubting, it's just more of like, everyone's terrified because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, I get that. I do, because the checking were the same fucking way. I'm like, I was sanitizing shit like crazy. Mask, not gloves, because... Oh, like people is stupid. If you use the same glove to touch everything,
I was going to say, I almost am going to sound like an anti-masker if I say, like, gloves aren't worth it because...
You're just transferring stuff from one surface to another.
Yeah, the only...
Unless you change out gloves repeatedly.
You're changing gloves every... Now, you're supposed to be changing your masks almost daily, too. Yes,
and you... Or, like, for me, like, we have wash... We have, like, ones we rotate and wash them and stuff like that. But still, like, yeah.
But yeah, it's... Like, when I go to the grocery store and I see cashiers with... gloves on, I'm like, that's dumb. It's don't wear gloves, touch my shit, and then sanitize your hands. That's actually safer for you than the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
But
whatever. No, I was like, fuck yeah. So I probably know about 12, 13 ish, including me personally here, right. And then in work as well. Because yeah. Luckily, no family. Like I've been the only one in my family.
Yeah.
I've kind of, like, I avoided, like, I was going to go see my parents last week. I just haven't got to see them yet. Total side plug, if you have known someone who got tested, I know that the Red Cross is doing convalescence plasma donations and stuff. So if you have tested positive and you've recovered, you can try to, donate that. That's what I'm going to start. They actually reach out to you and they filter and file you and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
I have an appointment in about a week or two because I guess they're really packed, which is good, to donate stuff to hopefully help for people who have harder cases and stuff.
Now, our last story, which brings us back to more sadness. Grant Imahara died.
Yeah.
He's 49.
He's 49, yeah.
49, and I was like, this can't be... What? He had a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm. I guess he... Someone was saying, like, surgeries and stuff like that. He went to surgery, came out of it, and then... Brain aneurysm and...
Yeah, what I read is he was having headaches for a few days beforehand. I didn't read anything on surgeries, but... Wow. That was very unexpected.
I'm about to say, like, I saw it on Twitter, because that's, like, Twitter's tell me when things, like, news pops or bad stuff happens.
And, like, he died the same day that Kelly Preston died, and Charlie Daniels died, like, 2 or 3 days before that. So, like, it was a hit.
It was the threes?
Yeah.
It sucks because, one is, I didn't realize he was 49.
Yeah.
Because that kind of, like, ages and dates myself kind of thing. I was, like, thinking, like, oh, shit. But, like, seeing just people say nothing but positive... I mean, I've never heard anyone say anything bad about the dude.
Right.
And I ran into him at cons and stuff, like, not like, hey, how are you doing? More of like, hey, there's that guy. But he's always smiling and pleasant and huge in the maker community.
I met met him twice. He was really nice both times.
Yeah. Like, but shit, man.
Yeah, it was not expected.
No.
I was like, Betty White, where are you?
Betty White's going to start at mall, man.
RBG or Betty White, who goes first?
RBG.
That's what I was thinking. But it's because she has a flare-up of cancer.
She has cancer again. She's like
95 or 96.
I mean, she's gotten knocked out a lot. I mean, Betty White's in and then generally
being
better health.
Being a Supreme Court judge has to be stressful enough. As fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying her GB. Like, I'm not trying to, like, do the death cult thing. I'm just, like, likely it'd be her. If Betty White goes, I'd be surprised.
Betty White's going to go, too. Like, it's 2020. She's gone.
Will she? It's weird. So I'm starting to. I watched The Strand again, or not The Strand, The Stand, because Jim had mentioned other Jim, not Jimbo Jim,
right.
Had mentioned it, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm gonna go watch it." It was all on YouTube. It's like 5 hours, and did it like in the background while I was working. Fuck, sometimes watching old things that are relevant now just drives Contagion. Me a little. Well, Contagion, yes.
We watched Contagion for the first time, and I was just like, "This is very uncomfortable."
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Oh, Contagion in general was I remember seeing in the theaters the first time going like, oh dear lord. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell people you love them. That's always a good policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell people that you really hate, just ignore them, I guess.
It's getting harder on that. Like, people are being, because nobody has anything to do, people are being more vocal, I feel, online.
Yeah, I had a conversation with my friend today, and it was hard to... There are friends that make it very hard to want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
Or to have a conversation with them.
Yes.
And I see things, and I'm not as responsive anymore, because I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I've for the most part, I'm just like, I'm going to just post dad jokes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are calling out their friends if they aren't being... proactive enough with like Black Lives Matter or COVID stuff, and it's like, look, you can't, if you dwell in this, it's bad for you. Like, it's okay to take a day and be like, here's a stupid joke that I found. Yeah. Yay. Like, it's okay to take some time and just be stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to take care of yourself in high stress situations, and I don't mean this as a dig at anyone else, but there are a lot of people, not everyone, obviously. There are a lot of people that are also out of work right now and that can't find work. Totally get it. I'm working probably more hours than I have in a long time.
Yeah.
I get home and I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I am stressed.
Yeah.
Not saying that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be active at all, but that's the reason why I'm not, like, I've dipped further and further away from Facebook, because I realize how quickly it's, rather than looking at something and peaceful and relaxing, it feels like it's a torrential, like, stream. And I toss something in there and I'm like, hey, it's a fun comment or something like that. And then it just gets lost. And I'm like, I can't keep up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to back out and say, good. I'll relax. Step away from
that stuff. For the majority of the conversations that I'm having, it's like our group message.
Yep.
We're like, even if I say something and somebody doesn't agree with it or vice versa, the four of us aren't going to be like, I'm out of your life.
Yeah.
Like, we know each other well enough to be like, I don't agree with you here, but I understand where you're coming from or whatever. Like, it's not going to change the way that I feel about you as a person. I have really just kind of backed towards talking to a few people and kind of like, all right, I don't have the energy right now to deal with everything right.
Yeah.
At this point in life.
No, I absolutely agree.
Which is healthy and okay.
Yeah, step away from social media, please. It's actually a really good thing for you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by you.
Yeah, me.
You? Yeah, who even knows what's going on in this world anymore?
Yeah, that's right. It's fine. 363, it's palindrome. We're just switching everything back around. I wanted to know, what was, since Hamilton was on everyone's mind, what's the next Broadway, and it didn't have to be Broadway, but what was the big musical that or play that you wanted to see get that same treatment, be able to watch it? Because there's a lot of these aren't available anywhere else.
I don't understand why Broadway segregates its audience so much.
So, I think there's some that, like, some smaller plays don't have the money to put on the recording and stuff needed to do it. Like, some of the smaller ones that would love to do it.
But they're not Broadway.
No, and then there's some of the bigger ones that they want to hold on to the experience. They sniff their
own farts. Yeah, and it's like...
There's probably a few more than a fair share of those.
Dude, you have so many people that want to see your shit that can't see your shit.
Yeah.
That sometimes you have people bootleg it, and then you get mad at the people that bootleg it, and it's...
If it's not available, then...
Yeah, like, I'm not a big fan of bootlegging if it's available.
Yeah.
You know, if Avengers 5 comes out tomorrow worldwide, and it's released everywhere, and people are bootlegging it because they don't want to pay to watch it, then I'm like... No, you have the option to see it. But stuff like Hamilton,
yeah.
If you wanted to watch that,
you had to watch
bootleg. You had to go to California, or you had to go to New York.
Or find a bootleg.
Like, that was it. They never had any sort of streaming or anything. Nope. And it's like, why don't you do this? This is such an untapped market. We have so many people that want to watch your shit.
Yeah.
That can't.
And even if you get past the world we're in now and you go back to the world where theaters open and stuff like that, it's still a valid thing to watch that in a theater. Like, you can definitely sell tickets to the Fathom events and stuff.
People want to see it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can't.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand. All right, so Hammer and I both came up with the same answer, even though we didn't talk about it.
I changed mine, but that's fine.
Are you going to change
yours? Yeah, because I know what yours is, and that's
all fine. All right, well, he's going to change his because he's a little dick. But
I'm a little dick.
I'm going to go with Book of Mormon.
Fuck yes.
I want to see that. I think it needs to be something that needs to be experienced, and I definitely want to see that as a show.
And, like, I would, like, how about this? I got to see it live, and I fucking agree that thing needs to be... It is a good show. The music's great and all that stuff. Mine's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because there's no fucking way you can see that.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, and that's the reason why I was like, I have seen Book of Mormon, and I agree. Good. I've never seen it. I don't know when the fuck I'll ever get to see The Cursed Child.
Yeah, that's a...
And that's a Harry Potter thing, but it's, again, to your point, it's almost like behind a paywall, but it's a paywall you can't pay for because it doesn't exist. It's just behind a wall.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this is going to be kind of an interesting one, but I want to know, what is something that you've discovered during this quarantine that you didn't discover before? So, like, a board game or a new TV show or a new video game. I don't want it to be something that was on your radar. Something that you almost kind of stumbled upon. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Something that you weren't eyeing before, it's something new.
You may have not even known about it.
Yeah.
That you just discovered by accident. Okay. And
not like something like, hey, I've always wanted to do this. Now I have time.
Like, I got to play Wingspan. It's a board game.
Okay.
But I've wanted to play Wingspan.
Yeah.
Before the quarantine. So that's not going
to
count.
It's like, I've wanted to play D&D remotely, but I just never got around to it. Now I'm playing D&D remotely.
I fucking hate that.
What?
D&D remote.
I actually love it.
I just...
It's not the same, but it is a good...
If it's the only thing you can do, I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't get nearly any enjoyment from it. It's not... The thing with D&D with me is you're there with your people, and you're doing your thing, and, like, I don't get as much enjoyment out of it.
I've had to
over like Zoom.
I've had to change my expectations a little bit, but I do get a lot out of it. And to your point, it's like, do I want to sit and watch movies remotely with people? Fuck no.
No.
But I will, and I have, and I've been able to find enjoyment out of it. It's just, to your point, it's not the same.
Right.
But then I'm like, okay, just don't expect it to be the same. But yes, okay, I can figure that out. So something that you wasn't on your... Okay, that's fucking interesting.
Yeah, basically something that wasn't on your... That you discovered by accident that you really like now.
Okay.
Let us know your answers at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, SprinkleZayGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at TaroSkippy.
I'm at CrownKalis, and like us and love us and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Again, hashtag hit post on Tuesday if you don't see it. Other than that, thanks, man. It's nice seeing you.
It's very rarely do I get to, you know, other than TK and like, fuck, last week, the only person that I saw was TK. Not in my house.
Did you guys do painting, though?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Because my boss was on vacation. I was in the lab, like, all by myself. So the only person I saw was TK and then my home. Because I would go to work at 8, come home at 8, eat, go to bed.
Yeah.
Rinse, repeat. So, I saw him on Friday, and then Scott was over as well. So, like, this week I got to see TK. I got to see Pepper and Jack, and I got to see you, like, it's nice to see some people.
Yeah.
it's still not at a point where I'm going to see people.
No.
In the same way. But like a person here or a person there, like it's healthy to do that.
Like you, like my thought is you do it in smart things. So yeah. Like, cause my thought is I can't not go without it,
yeah.
But I can be smart about how I do it.
Like I know for my mental thing, I couldn't do the self quarantine of like, you don't leave this house for months. And there are people that are angry that people aren't doing that. And I'm like, not everybody is introvert.
No. And I'm like, there's
differences. Like I'm a huge extrovert.
And I'm like, I'm a extrovert. I'm a vert. Yeah. I'm more extrovert than I am introvert, but I definitely like introverted stuff. Like I'm more okay hanging out at home, but then I get this weird point where all of a sudden, like out of the blue, I get this weird panic thing of like, I need to see outside. I haven't seen outside.
I'm okay hanging out at home, but like if I'm forced to do it
for it's different.
Every day, then I'm like, no. Like the weekends, I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm home.
Yeah.
Whatever. But if I had to be home all week, then when the weekend rolls around, I'm like, I need to do something.
Literally, I had to go out and I went up to Flagstaff just to get out and get different temperatures. And it was a day thing and it was fucking delightful. Yeah. And it rained and I was like, oh, what is rain?
Yeah, I think our plan is to go to Cottonwood this week coming up.
I hope you guys do. And just have it again. You also had your boys' trip not too long ago, too.
Yep.
But yeah. Take care of yourselves, everybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. 363.
Hmm?
Yep. So for Spreaking Geek, I'm back.
I'm Eric.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.